Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of It's About Bravo. I'm Modesto.
I'm Reed.
And I'm Bren.
Bren! We've been teasing this for a few weeks. If you guys like follow my Instagram or the About Bravo Instagram or yes. Bryn's Instagram, you know we've been doing some fun little fashion projects together.
So many. Let's talk about, first and foremost, how you guys are the best stylists. How both of you, but especially yourself.
My boyfriend's in the room, who's my styling partner.
And your styling partner. But both of you guys, Modesto and Colson, are literally the best. And it's like, and now I feel like you guys have a monopoly over housewives styling because Messy Jesse, Uba Hot, and now Date Your Dad Bren. It's like, you're styling all of us. So thank you.
It's been honestly such a whirlwind. And it's all thanks to you, though. Like, literally, everything's about energy and connections. And the second that we met Jessel, like, she said the same thing. It's all about energy and connection. And, like, we made a connection. Yes. Instantly, like, Bryn was like, I want to do your podcast. And
literally,
I was like,
I'm like, let's take
this is before we styled anything.
You're sitting. Yeah, we're just sitting. We just literally sat and then sat on a sofa and talked and then started trying on clothes and talked. And then we're like, why don't we just do this on the podcast?
What's so funny, though, is I saw Bryn walk in and I was like, do I say anything to her? You walked around for like 15 minutes and I was like, And then you sat down on a couch and I said, fuck it. I sat down next to her and was like, hey, babe.
And can you just also say, too, I was already following you.
Yeah, it's wild. Yes. So you were following the Bravo account, which Reed and I run.
I love the Bravo accounts. Accounts are the best. Even the ones that don't like me, I don't care. Like, you guys, first of all, this show is not, I've said it so many times, this show, and I'm drinking wine and it's 12.
Me too,
it's been a rough day.
Cheers to that.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Cheers. Chen Chen.
No, but it's, the thing about it is, it's like, I said it a couple days ago. I don't know, my mind's trolling, but so this will be fun, plus the alcohol. But like, this show is not, and this is not me PRing shit, the show is not ours. The show is truly the fans. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I have an Olympic torch and I've been honored to temporarily carry it for a little bit. Take it from the people graciously that have passed it to me. And I'm sure there'll be people after me. And like, I'm a temporary, you know, torch holder on this amazing thing. And it is not mine. I'm not coming in here and I didn't make this shit. It is not mine. I'm here for a good time. You know, and like, and it's an honor. And the fan accounts and the fan Instagram handles, you are what keeps the show alive. I started following from day one. I was like, when I didn't know what this whole thing was about, and I start finding one account and I'm getting suggested multiple accounts, yours included, and I'm laughing my ass off. And I see the engagement and I see the fans. I'm sorry, but the fan accounts are just as important. I mean, just as important as the show.
You were saying, like, sometimes we get the videos before you guys do. She's like, how do you guys find the videos?
Sorry, I don't want to get in trouble for saying that.
We have our secrets.
Yeah, but you guys give this stuff, but it's like...
It's literally a pirated website.
Like, it's so important, and I think that what you're doing, and I know it's the time commitment. I can't even imagine the time commitment and everything else.
It takes like four people to run a fucking account. There's some accounts that run like with one person. I'm like, do y'all work?
Yes.
Because I have like three full-time jobs, styling one of them. Reed is like, has literally like 10 jobs. This man is a CrossFit coach.
I'm a working girl.
Should we talk?
Wait, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You can squeeze my muscles anytime, girl. Okay.
Yeah,
love you.
I just had to do that little disclaimer and shout out because I think it's really, really important and people don't understand. And I have people that approach me on the street and they're like, oh my God. And they say, I haven't watched the episode yet, but I saw the meme or I saw the clip. And it's because of you guys sharing, poking, laughing with us, laughing at us. And it's
it helps y'all become like a fan favorite. Like it really does.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I feel like people loved you right away. Like you're just you're so like just fun to watch on TV. So, temporary, please know, like, I'd love for you to be around a while, but I was gonna say, it's funny you mentioned that because like our podcast and our social media, all of that, like this just started off as like friends who love Bravo, love Housewives.
Really?
We call it The View. Like we're like The View Roundtable.
We call it, that's why we have like four people. It's like,
we've got a couple of other people that we call friendos.
Yeah. Reed's our Meghan McCain.
I'm not the Meghan McCain. Okay, we need to talk.
He's Whoopi though.
Give me some Whoopi.
Like he's the good host, but there's been a few weeks where you weren't able to be on.
Yeah, I wasn't the Whoopi. So we call moderator Whoopi.
You're not a bad Whoopi. It's so crazy that you're bringing up The View because I was just on the Sherry Show.
I know.
She was on The View for seven. See how full circle everything is.
It's so fun though because we don't
always. And you did Sheena Shea. It's all happening.
Yes, right?
Like we don't always agree. We kind of have fun just like hashing it out. But leading up to the Roni reboot, I think like obviously the fandom is very you have feelings one way or the other. I think.
What did you guys think? What? Be honest. Were you excited?
I was. Really? I remember where I was. I'll always remember the day.
Oh my God.
When the news came out that they were segregating the shows, two separate shows. Yeah. Like, and then yeah. Legacy never ended up happening. Yeah. And it was like, that made it okay. Like, okay, these women have already, they're not going to be the versions that they were seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yes. So it's okay to mm-hmm. have them on their separate show. May it be on Peacock, may it be on Bravo. And integrate a new group of women. And yeah. I was like, okay, I'm excited for it. Then it took for fucking ever, which I'm sure, yeah. you know, we can talk about your process. We talked about it personally, yeah. like how yeah. long it took for the show to get casted. And yeah, like some yeah. of your cast members were casted like right when it was announced. And yeah. then it took like almost a year or 2 years
yes.
for everyone to be kind of casted. And I, Roni, I will always say, has a special place in my heart, old Roni. Like
that?
I'm a TV lover. Okay. I watch fucking Survivor, Big Brother, anything that you can think of. But old Roni was like, it's a special show to me. So I think that we need to stop comparing it to that show. And new Roni's yeah. a completely different show.
It's different. Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, that's what I was going to say. It's like not the same show. We need to give these women their own opportunity to kind of forge their own path.
Yeah. And I think, so it's not the same show. And I think we would never want to, first of all, even if we wanted to try to replace that show and what they did, we couldn't. I own on Amazon seasons 1 through 4 of the original Roni.
No,
go back and
way.
Watch it. Go back and watch Beverly oh. Hills too with oh, Neil watch it all. Atlanta. Yes. When they're sitting in the car, she's smoking a cigarette and she's with Sherry and she's like, hey, this Papa. Is my new edit. You can't, Big Papa. Big Papa, I want my Cadillac. Like, here's the thing. You can't, no one, not even them, could replicate that, right? Because no. they've all grown and changed and they're now aware and they're superstars in their own right and they have their own thing. You can't create, it was like that timing too. It was like early 2000s.
There was like social media wasn't as big.
Social media wasn't as big. This was before like
everyone things were. Reality TV everyone,
was darker.
Yeah, you could still be like super, you could still be like super, you know, yeah. absurd in your own way. Now we're all too like, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You
we have to be proper.
That. That.
So they're so, it's like when you go back and watch those, so I'm a huge fan. We could never, even if we set out, let's recreate this and stomp all over it. We couldn't. That is forever in time. Like right. you can't touch that. That's an era and it's always going to be there. It's like when you like to go back and watch like Adam Sandler movies or yeah. like Mean Girls every October 3rd for the rest of my life. Mean Girls. And they might make another one. I hope that they would, but you can't undo the first one. So no. it's like, that's in its own thing. That's Michael Jordan. We can try to come up and be LeBron and that's, we can talk about that in 10 years and see how we hold up.
Yeah.
But like, that's Michael Jordan, baby. You can't touch that.
I will say though, it's so fun when we do catch little glimpses of like old Roni and the new Roni.
Like what?
I mean, it's example. Like spiritual successor kind of stuff. Like
yeah.
Jessel being late to the dinner with Sai.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like that was intentionally done to replicate old right. Roni, but it evoked feelings of old Roni
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Even like the fighting over catch or bleep.
I have no comment. No comment. I'm taking that like, shit to my grave.
Does Bravo have steak in this fucking restaurant?
No. I think the ring's very, very sensitive and they want to be respectful. And also, yeah. too, it was also part of me. I was like, you guys, you can't do that because but I know those guys. I know the owners and I love them. And I actually loved it. Was a moment. It's still a moment in a certain time, place, reality. And in my 20s, that was my jam.
Oh my God, same. I'm just up and down, One Oak, Catch,
Budokan,
Gilded Lily.
You get the whole thing. Yeah. And I love those places still. And actually, when friends come in, I take them there and like, no. So I don't mean to disrespect. I'm just saying the context was I'm 37. I'm old as fuck in my mind. And I'm like, I do certain things. I like my bacon, egg, and cheese. I only do what I want to do. So that's that. That was more what that's about. I'm not trying to dig that place because I know those guys.
And I wasn't even.
Okay, right.
I get what you were saying. Like, you don't want
to. Notice
you
I say, and it's
seen.
An okay restaurant. Like, I still have to give a little dig.
Like, you go there to be seen, and you're like, I've already been seen.
I will not confirm
seen.
Or deny, though, which restaurant is. I'm taking that to my grave.
Yeah, we're going to bleep it.
We don't know, but we are going to keep hashtagging it in our post.
We do hashtag it in our post.
People tag me in a lot of stuff, and I'm like, I'm not going to say anything.
Speaking of old Roni, like, what was your intro to Housewives? What was, like, the table flip moment for you?
What do you mean? For ours, for the old
Roni? Any housewives, like what housewives into Bravo?
You were at any point in your
always,
life before?
Yes. I remember when Roni came out, I was in college and I'd borrowed from one of my rich friends. She had the Sex and the City pink DVD collection, all 6 seasons, right? Because Sex and the City had just ended. We finished watching that. I remember everyone was so hungry for something more. You know, you just want more. This is back in the DVD days. I remember Roni coming out. I remember watching it. I remember Alex. I remember Jill Zarin. I remember all of it and I loved it. I also started watching, I watched Beverly Hills in season 1. I even remember when Orange County came out because I remember Joe and she was so, I remember thinking this girl's so pretty and she's like, I'm trying to get a ring from Slade. And then, cause I watched Desperate Housewives too. So
oh yeah,
I've
was
been,
like,
Yeah, I know it. Now I don't watch as much, and it's crazy because, like, now that I'm on
We're
it,
in the world.
The past
so it's
few
like...
years I haven't, but also, though, I've got sucked in because I'm a huge TV watcher, too. Yeah. I got sucked into, like, Succession, and I'm a Bachelor girl, and, like, so I have my shows. I just didn't necessarily...
Would you do, like, a Bravo
Wait,
Bachelor?
Hold on. I was going to say...
In my interviews, I literally kept joking, and I would be like, I, like, literally...
They did one for fucking Shep. They should do one for you.
Oh, they did? I didn't
like,
know that.
Who would be the perfect... Like Bachelorette. I know it's not NBC, but
yeah.
Like, let's just talk.
But remember,
about
what
it.
Was that show called with Shep? It was like there was a dating
he
show with Shep,
show?
And they moved them all into
show.
A house somewhere, and it was like a bunch of girls vying for him. I don't think he obviously didn't end up with a girl that it was like he won or whatever.
You know what I would love to see? I'm just gonna pitch this concept.
Yeah.
Bryn Bachelor, but also mixed with Next. I want Bryn to get off a bus and be like, Next.
Do you remember
you
Next?
This is like my favorite.
Bring back Next. Next was the best. I watch old episodes of Next. Next is so out of control. Also,
it wouldn't lie today, though.
It's lie today, but that's no, Southern bad.
2000s reality TV.
Yeah.
It was so
Gen Z,
out of
it's
control.
It's so funny because Gen Z like doesn't
and
know
me.
About it. And so like they're finding it on TikTok now. And they're like, what is this show? I'm like, oh, you have no idea,
and
girl.
And I'm jealous of them that they get these like surprises from the
oh
past.
God, right?
We get like World War II and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We get like the Berlin Wall. They get like Next and like Amazing and like NSYNC.
There's nothing like a guy with frosted tips walking out that bus and then just being like, Next.
Yeah,
also,
yeah. And the second they get out, you know what that reminds me of?
I live in my mom's basement. Next.
I actually sent a clip that I saw on TikTok from Next, and I sent it to, like, on my DC gay chat, because I'm my DC gays,
period.
Which they're fucking power
There's
gays.
There's a lot of them.
They're power gays down mm-hmm. there. It's, like, almost, like, all tops. They're crazy.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of tops. But
we
anyhow,
do go to DC.
Yeah, you're like, DC. When does the Chinatown bus
Chicago's
leave?
Chicago's all
Are
out.
We going to DC to NY?
Have you ever been on the Great Wall
Bolt bus? I've been on Bolt. I've been on every name of fucking bus I've been on.
I used to ride when I was so broke. I would ride the Great Wall China bus. It
yes!
was like $50. It would go off of Chinatown.
No, it was $19. I was like, what are you paying $50 for? It was $19. There were literally like
now.
Live animals on the bus. Like it was like, they're like, they open it up. They look at you like you're trash. They're like, get in the back. I've taken.
They didn't check what you brought in. They just
they
threw your
ride
shit in
so
the bottom.
Dirty. They started so dirty. One time I got on a Greyhound to DC and it's like, baby, we do. I swear to God, the driver's like, hey, all, we're doing this doggy style. And I was like,
okay.
It's only worth 5 hours of my life. I've taken the Bolt bus. I've taken all of them. But I send this TikTok video about Next and I'm like, do you realize that this is just Next like probably was like an angel investor in Grindr? Because walking into somewhere and going, I gotta go.
Next.
That's what Rory does
thing.
On Grindr. Yes.
I will say though, as a young closeted gay boy in the 2000s who didn't understand myself, it was really throwing me for a loop the type of gay man that was portrayed on Next because I was like, do I have to wear two collars and pop them?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
I have
Puka
to?
Yeah.
And
but
the fashion
was everyone
really
though.
Bad.
That was everyone
bad.
With the
everyone
show.
Everyone was doing that back
and
then.
The
if you look at
colors.
Me, I had a Hollister like yellow. I have a school picture. Hollister yellow polo, cropped like three
yeah.
Puka shells.
Did you have
oh
tips?
My God.
I feel like you had tips.
I had tips.
I knew it. I knew it.
Sure.
Yeah. And not even Sunny.
And I thought I was serving.
You had tips.
No,
oh,
I had
course,
full-blown
honey,
fucking tips.
I was serving
cunt for like seventh grade.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do with me back then. They did not know.
That's so funny. Wait, really quick. Speaking of Grindr, I was telling someone last week. I used to have, and I can't wait for this to come out and like stuff like skeletons come in the closet. I had a Grindr profile.
I was
so I would
ask
just
if
like
you had
to,
a Grindr profile.
I would like
I
to announce that now before some fucking publication tries
here.
To out me.
You just wanted
to
make friends.
I here's the thing. So I would go out with all my boys, and every single time these assholes, their phone dies, right? So they'd always be taking my phone, and then it's this drunk, low battery situation trying to download Grindr. So I just thought, okay, this is annoying, and stop using my phone. So I'll just download the damn app
this
for
is so
them,
nice
right?
Of
and
you.
We're always in CD places. Where there's no reception, blah blah blah. So I downloaded the app, and then pretty soon too, then it'd be a lot. They'd have my phone forever because these assholes can't. They're drunk. They can't remember their passwords. They're logging, but then their phone died, so they can't reset the password. So I was like, okay, I'll just create an account. So I create an account. It's me, my pictures, everything, and then I just started getting alerts and stuff. And then I'd be like, hi, you know, talking. They're like, oh, is this like, you know, is this something else, or are you, whatever? Are you like,
you're kind
I'm
of like
no,
the pimp, the pimp
I'm
of the gays,
cis, feminine, like straight. Like woman, and I love dick. So send me some dick pics. You know how many fucking dick pics I got?
Oh my
and
God.
I send them like a little sit. Like, whatever, thanks. You know, like, do you want to see these titties? And I was flirting, and I'm like, I love dick. Where are you? Like, just like absurd.
But would you send one of the gays?
No. Well, then I would like, I would, it was fun to show them. No, but then I'd be like, but they're like, no, honey, we want you. And I was like, stop flattering
oh
me because I'll do it. I'll do it. Stop. But don't, but stop.
Do you remember before Grindr existed? Craigslist. We talked about this.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah. Backstage. Yeah.
Yes.
M for
yes.
M.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe M for WM. If we're
yeah. Really
M for T. Whatever the fuck
I'm
you want.
I'm changing my Instagram profile. I'm going to take out like my new fancy manager and be like single biracial female looking for DTF with big white, black, Mexican, Hispanic. I'll name everybody's name. Do you have a huge dick? I don't care if you're gay, straight, whatever.
Oh my God.
I don't even like big dicks though that much.
No,
let's talk about that.
They're kind of overrated.
Aren't
I feel
they?
like
what is with?
I think like just enough can do the trick, you know?
Yes.
I'm not a size queen. I also, I can't bottom. So it's like for me, any dick wouldn't work. My boyfriend's sitting across from me. He like wants nothing more than for me to bottom. And I'm like, I can't. A big dick's nice to look at, but like sometimes I'm like, woof.
Yeah.
Put it away. Also, big dicks are technically sometimes more ugly. Like, the bigger they get, the uglier they are.
The bigger the size, there's more room to be ugly.
A big old mushroom
head.
Yeah,
there's more potential.
Yeah.
Oh, because you say mushroom.
Like, oh, my Lord.
Pass out. No, but I'm a bottom.
A work.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a bottom. I'm a power bottom.
My girlfriend.
Honestly, I push back.
This is okay.
I do.
My girlfriends are always like, I think I'm a top. But I'm like, what is that? What do you mean by that? Like, well, I'm always on
I
top.
I think it's very rare
being
for a woman to be a top.
Mean you're on.
That's who? Amateur hour over there.
Amateur.
Okay, perfect. So
amateur.
You get it. I can
honey,
see
I get
you.
It. Okay. Honey, you know I
and
get
I do
it.
Think you're a
power. No, you're you are a power bottom because you play the coy of
like. Like that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But then you take over.
Yeah.
That's a power bottom.
Yes, exactly. And I'm very, I'm so flirty and whatever, but all of it's like, I've been since junior high at cock tease. I was literally called a cock tease on top. I flirt with everyone. I talk about like, I'm going to suck your dick.
I love
if you ask any man I date, they're like biggest letdown ever. As far as like, I make them wait. They literally have to like basically give me a ring in order for me to even like,
I know.
You.
And Watch What Happens Live. You were like 3 dates in. Also, we were talking about Watch What Happens Live where Tyler was like, yeah, I'd fuck on the first date. But then he said he wouldn't kiss on the first date. Did you catch that watching it back?
Wait.
And I was like, wait, are you fucking and not kissing?
Also,
wait,
can you guys go on a date? I was just
every single, I have not in my life since this started.
He looks like, he looks like Cade Maddox, the gay porn star.
Yes, I know. That's I was like,
oh, really?
That's
who's
a big
that?
Dick.
Who
he has like
that?
An 11-inch cock. He's so fucking hot.
Okay.
Oh my God. We're going to send you a link.
He kind of looks like Tyler.
He kind of looks like him, yeah. He looks like a little Roy. Out version of him like
okay,
so
yeah there
so
might be a little
do you know what the worst thing about Tyler Cameron is that he's literally oh this is him
yeah.
Do you know who I really like, who I want to meet? The one who's the massage guy.
We Colson has subscribed to the OnlyFans. Yes,
we talk about this. Oh wait, look at this. He does look like him. He looks like him. Yeah, he does. He does.
So he gives erotic massages on Instagram, but you have to follow the OnlyFans, babe,
to
actually
get the full thing. Does he really go all the way?
Okay.
You want to believe so? To me,
no. You subscribe to the OnlyFans, though. Oh, I thought you
okay,
did.
Okay. That makes
his,
sense.
His only, my boyfriend's OnlyFans is getting ridiculous. Like the other day, we logged on and
a creator on it.
No, he's a purchaser.
Oh,
yes,
he's a consumer.
Yes, baby. Yes.
I went on the other day and there was about like, this was like a month ago, like 18 people he was subscribed to. And I said, do you know how much this is costing us?
Wait,
this has to be hundreds
like,
of dollars.
Do you like give donations too?
No, we don't do. We don't tip. That'd be too much.
But I love the tip.
I love it.
I
just
work
the tip. It doesn't count if it's just the tip.
It doesn't. It doesn't count. What's that called with the Mormons do it when it's just the tip and they like,
oh,
someone
yeah.
has to jump on the bed.
But also, by the Salty. Way, as like, I grew up in the Midwest Catholic, I do hate to break it to them, but that's fucking sex.
That's
like,
sex.
I'm sorry. In Catholic or my little Catholic schooling, we're thought that if it goes, like, that's considered
that's sex.
Sex.
It's full sex. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
No, you're fucking. Very, at like, that point, you're fully fucking.
Just go ahead and just do it.
Just have
but
sex.
But by the way, though, that's also so much fun to play. Like, no, we can't. And then just a little bit. And then it's like, just do it. That's the best, like, sort of.
But I think what's also hot about it is that they had people watching, jumping around. So it's an orgy at that point.
That's very because
you can't fuck. So what it is you're in the bed, he's putting it in, and then there's people jumping to make the bed move. So he's not technically moving, and the sex isn't technically happening.
It's like happening to him.
It's
him.
I'm literally gonna convert.
Which
sounds awesome. Mine was like, if you even like touch a boy, you're gonna burn in hell forever.
We'll get you on Salt Lake. I think that would be fun.
Oh, a little Salt Lake.
Wait, are you watching Salt Lake?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you have to watch Salt Lake.
I need to. Everyone keeps
I know.
Saying,
I was talking to Jessel about Salt Lake.
I just watched the first 5 minutes of that first one, and I was like, first of all, whoever edited that shit deserves like an Oscar.
Yeah. Like
right?
The Psalms and the...
Yeah.
The Housewives editors in general.
It was like White Lotus meets Housewives.
And then the Miami trailer dropped, and they do like the Catholic prayer, and it's almost like I feel like Miami and Sully are doing kind of like this like warm and cold kind of like
I love you know it. Like I love it's so cool. I love it.
Editors deserve all the awards, like especially all, on all these
Salt Lake is so fucking chaotic. That's the thing about Roni. I think if you guys came in super chaotic, you'd be like, whoa, it's too much. But you guys are coming in tame. We're getting to know you as well.
It gets chaotic in spots, right? And which we do, Anguilla, and we do it a couple times.
Next episode, which will be the season finale.
Yes. And like it gets hot, and but that's New York though. New York is not all the time popping off. New York, you keep your fit. You mind your own fucking business. You stay cynical. You keep it real. Yeah. You say if someone pisses you off, you're like, fuck you. But
and
then
you keep it moving.
But then you're just going with your day because we're unbothered.
Literally. Like, and that was true.
So it's very New York.
That's like that was true for old Roni too. I feel like they fight, rip each other's heads off, and then they move on. Whereas like on Beverly Hills, it'll be all season.
But they
long.
Had to become about friends. She called to it get dark. To that point.
Yeah.
And you guys are becoming friends right now to where you're building that relationship. And then when you fight like cats and dogs, it's like you make
100%. And then it's also like the beginning, like some of us knew each other before and we're kind of close.
Who did you know before?
I knew Jessel because Jessel and I are in the PR world. And I've loved Jessel forever. And also like do not sleep on Jessel. I've said since day one.
I'm a Jesselnator.
Day one of filming.
I'm Jessel Nation.
Okay, Jessel Nation, right? Yeah. So since day one of filming, I said, Jessel's the fun, people are you're so funny. And I get it. Like I'm like, okay, but I know what I'm doing and I'm doing a bit. I'm more like that. Jessel has no idea. She's the funniest person you will ever meet. She's out of control. Even just earlier today, she made my glam team. They were dying laughing because she just like stumbles in to places. She stumbled into my dressing room. She's like, she's wearing her glasses and her denim up, which you guys styled. Yeah. Hashtag
such amazing. A good look.
Yeah, she's looking good.
She stumbles in. She's like, hey babe, are you going? Are you coming? Or what's going on? Are you gonna go to China? Like, who are you? She's a character. She's a cartoon character.
But she's like this all the time. We went to her apartment the other day.
She has no idea. She never finds out who she is and tries to play into it.
Not.
I think she won't though.
What she said to us was to like I think she started becoming more of herself throughout the season.
Yes.
You can see that because people started loving her more because she's camp. She's the definition of camp. I'm obsessed with her. I love her.
She's the poster child for camp.
And she's like this in person too, like Brynn says. Like she's 100% the way she is.
It's not acting. She's like, hi, honey.
And so is Pavid. He's so funny.
Oh my God, you guys, it's your podcast. Oh my God, I have to do your podcast.
Like, her response to you doing the podcast was, well, why the fuck am I not doing it?
Oh yeah, that's how it is. You give her Puppets like that too. If you give one of them a gift, she's like, well, why the fuck am I? Why don't you love me more?
Like, I don't know if she wants to do it.
She's not, I would say it trying to like make you like me or something. I'd be like, I want to do it too. But she's dead
no,
ass.
She'll
is like,
for sure
no, but she's like, well, why not? She's like, well, daddy, but I want a golden egg. Like, that's literally Jessel.
I truly think that you two are like the stars of the show. And it was funny because I was like, honestly, having a podcast and like recapping these shows for so long, I'm like, my God, I don't want to like have, thank God you guys haven't been on for one season, but like, I'm now styling them. Like, I don't want someone to bring up some shit or anything like that. And I'm like, at least I'm styling the girls that I've stand like since the moment
that
the show
started. You got
started.
The left. Okay, today we said it. No, the left. It's left couch. LC.
Left couch.
If left couch. There's a me, few. Uba, I was like, oh. Me, Uba, and Jessel.
Literally.
Left couch is where it's at. Even that's what they said today on Sherry. Like LC and honest, we love each other and we're very, very good people. I'm not saying that the other girls aren't, but we're just very like real and cool. And
you guys
like,
also help each other out in this industry. Like you're sending each other the looks that we're styling. You're like, I need this. I need this.
And what was the first thing when meeting you two? I was like, oh my God. Like before you're even styling me, I'm like, you have style Jessel. I'm like, you gotta meet the boy. Like you're gonna love them. This is great.
Uba, and there's not a jealousy thing about it. Like
no,
I was showing you
not.
We styled an incredible shoot for Jessel that's gonna break the internet next week.
No,
you,
okay, we can't say
we
who,
can't say
where,
who
what,
we can't
when,
say
or why,
what or what
but
anything about.
Let the time capsule show. You guys, when
you
I
heard
saw
it here
that,
first.
We were at Jenna's house on Friday. I lost my shit and I turned to Jenna, I go, this bitch. And Jenna's just going, I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say about that shoot. It's so out of control. Do you remember when Kim did the champagne glass and went? That's what literally you guys created. And I just love the fact that, again, I think that's a testament to our show. What I'm so appreciative of the fact of is, A, how much the fans have embraced us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, how we're doing things, not to, like, pat ourselves on the back, but I'm so proud of us because we're doing things that I think not even OG Roni, but like the franchise.
We talked about this last night or yesterday.
Yeah,
how you guys are
doing
old Roni is stuck in pop culture. It's always they're gonna remember, but it's
icons,
very niche
legends,
pop
forever,
culture. It's very Bravo
sure.
pop culture.
Yeah.
You guys are breaking into super fucking mainstream
and
with having Jenna
stuff.
Lyons with like all of these magazines.
Jenna's in
are
the
doing,
New Yorker and Jenna
the campaigns
in general,
you guys
what
you
guys
are doing.
Just, what you with Jenna? What Uba's doing? What Sai is
I mean, you
doing.
Have crazy shit coming up too. We're not gonna say that, but you have like really
yeah,
big things coming.
Yeah.
And like, you
I was
guys
just
are
in the
gonna,
New York Times, and I'm like, whatever. Yeah. And like
you guys are,
you know,
superstars.
It's crazy, and it's nice that I was actually just I went to Z Ways. She the New York Yorker. Love
her.
First of all,
obsessed with
the level of, she should be president. The level of intelligence that this woman has, in order to be that funny.
Talk about serving cunt too,
Jerry. Honey, you see, I just go like I'm like she just fucking like
she's so hot.
She's so
I love
hot.
Her. I love her aesthetic.
She's a like she's an anomaly. She is so insane. She's so smart. Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld. Anyone will tell you that totally knows humor. Someone's really funny. They're a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Because in order to be funny, you have to be smart. You have to be very high IQ.
And that level of dry humor.
She has a level and she's on it. And she's like, it's almost intimidating.
Yeah.
How smart and funny she is. But I went to her. I adore her. And I just went to her. The New Yorker had a book festival this past weekend. And she's launching a book in November. Everyone should buy the book. I already pre-ordered it on Amazon. And she's sitting there and she's talking. And someone random, she didn't know that I was in the audience. Like, we're supposed to have dinner. So I texted her, hey, I might be able to come. I don't know. But I never, you know, she didn't know. And they ask her, what are you watching? Where else do you find inspo aside from everything else, right? With the book, where everything you do, she's like, I'm a Real Housewives fan. She's like, I love Housewives. I love Roni, whatever. And then someone's like, there's a Roni person in the audience. And she's like, oh, no, this was before that. She asked, she was like, New Yorker. And I'm sitting in the front, right? I have my baseball cap on. I'm just like there. I ducked and I'm ducking out. And before they knew I was in the audience, she goes, oh, New Yorker. Do we like the Real Housewives of New York? It's 300 people from smart people from Brooklyn, from Upper West Side, Upper East Side, Greenwich Village. These are like smart New Yorker reading cartoonists. She's like, do we like the Real Housewives? And I'm like, here we go. Because it's gone too well for me. You know, right, I'm like, this is right. where I get the tomatoes, the booze.
You're waiting. And
everyone's this like, is where it starts. They're like, yeah. And even the New Yorker staff member who's moderating the panel is like, yeah, we love it. I'm like, this is, you guys, like, I'm just so scared. What's bad's gonna happen?
You guys, like, something Michelle bad.
No matter what,
like,
Housewives. But it's gonna be okay. I think it's every single Housewife. Though. Has and listen,
everyone has a takedown season.
It's going too. I'm so worried, you guys. It's like going too well.
But honestly, even if you know something does happen that is not ideal, you're gonna survive it. Every
like the nip, like the nip slip. That's about
that would actually be ideal. I think that would be very.
That'd be very.
I just watched. I watched the funniest video. This Instagram handle, and she was like going on this trip, and I'll send you the video. And she was like, my luggage is. My luggage is beige and my booty hole is brown. So I just have to go. My booty hole and
my coochie pink.
My coochie pink.
Okay, let's answer your questions. Let's make sure I'm concentrated.
Okay, well,
I'm exhausted. Okay. I'm running on fumes and I'm drinking wine. So I'm literally having the most fun ever.
Yes,
I'm gonna stay here. Should we do this for three? Should we have the longest running podcast?
Should we just never?
Only talking about anal. I have so many thoughts.
It's about anal.
I'm saving it for my husband.
Well, it's about anal. From one bottom to the other.
Should I like pitch Sirius Radio?
Yeah.
So a concept is. It's all about anal with Bryn Whitfield.
Yeah, literally.
But you guys, but here's what I think too. What do you think about this? I think I'm romantic. I'm saving. I've had stuff done in my butt. I'm having stuff. I've had stuff done in my butt.
Okay. But not a dick.
Okay.
Oh, do you know
is dick? Is that vulgar?
Do you know that I used to get my asshole bleached?
I've always wondered about that.
I did it in like 2012, and I would do it, and literally, this is how lame. Like, funny yet lame I am. I was getting my asshole bleached, and I'm literally, it's my third appointment. I'm sitting in, it was this place in Chelsea. I love it. I'll share a link. But it was so great. But I remember sitting there thinking.
Use Bryn for discount on asshole bleaching.
I remember sitting there thinking, I'm literally doing this. I literally did it so that I could go around for that like 3 months, every single party, every like work happy hour, I'm like, I'm getting my asshole bleached. Like, have you bleached your asshole? You have to do it.
Oh,
go to my girl. Like, I did it just to be able to say I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I realized I don't like it. I don't see it. I remember asking my boyfriend, like, do I look like the girls, like the porn girls, whatever. He's like, I don't know. It looks great. I'm fine. You know, whatever.
It's fucking pink. Like,
yeah. Like, when I was getting my asshole bleached, just
to
say
I did. I think there was an era,
though, because
I had a lot of girls I knew, and like, I moved to New York in 2012. All of my friends were like a little bit older than me, and they were getting their assholes bleached.
I was going
to
say.
Like, three girls I worked with. I worked at a very luxury fashion place. Everyone was getting their asshole bleached.
I think it was like, maybe I had seen a Sex and City up or something, but I did it literally. Like, I did. I got sucked into like the. You know, the whatever, what's
the
it called? The culture of like, I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be one of the cool kids.
Honestly,
the
clean colon culture.
That's the name of the episode, the colon culture. Okay.
The first time I ever knew what bleaching of an asshole was from the bridesmaid scene when she's like,
oh. I bleached my asshole too.
I bleached my fucking
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, so with you. Yeah.
I was like, what? What's that?
Yeah, right?
Clorox? Like,
have you done
work?
It?
No, that's what I was saying. I've always wondered.
Yeah,
so I'm going to use your code.
It's very, yeah, use my code. Use hashtag swipe up to buy Bryn 20.
Swipe up to
colon culture 20. just tell Brain.
Shopify yeah. link link.
Yeah, right.
Swipe up. Swipe up.
Affiliates. So you guys, on Amazon, there's
I literally said in this interview she's going to lift her leg up at one point.
How did
I knew
you know?
It.
I've already threatened multiple nipples.
I just feel
nipples.
Like I knew you in a past life.
I'm multiple
you
know? Nipples. And I'm ready.
I
keep going.
When I just see this, I do. I see this one, I'm like, what's my angle?
You look great.
Okay, Colson but butt stuff. So what do we think? I'm saving it for marriage. Here's my,
okay,
here's
so
my
you're
theory.
You're saving butt stuff for marriage or you're saving...
I've had butt stuff done, okay. But I have never had like straight up anal. You know?
I truly don't enjoy like it. To me, it feels like
have you ever
to
done poppers?
The whole time.
Oh, I have a popper.
Please,
story.
She had a grinder profile. Okay. She's done fucking poppers.
No, but
those
know,
are necessary.
Do you know that I didn't know what poppers did? I was at in D.C. I was at my best friend's place.
The clean VCR.
And I'm laying in his bed and he's getting ready and I'm like, oh my God, what are these? He's like, those are poppers. And I've heard so many, I had heard great reviews. So I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm going to do poppers. Yeah. He's like, shut up, right? He's my gay best friend. He's like, shut up, you're dumb. And I was like, no, I want to do them. I take the poppers and I literally unscrew it.
You
and
didn't
I,
drink? No.
I almost fucking drink poppers. That, he was like, slow-mo, like, no, and like hit it over. I didn't know you huff them. I almost killed my, what yeah, am I, could you measure my
really
obituary? Mike,
she died. Poppers.
Like, at that point, poppers please call the overdose. Medical examiner. Give him my job. Do
was,
not let them put that on my medical record.
I was
when
hooking
I die.
Up with a guy, and we were like in a closet, and he was like, "There was a party going on upstairs." He had a boyfriend at the time, so we were like, "Weren't supposed to be hooking up." And we're in this closet. He's like, "Go upstairs and get the poppers." I go to get the poppers. I was so fucked up, out of my mind. I grabbed essential oils, so oh we're God. Like. We're pumping these essential oils.
Do you have a
and
placebo
like,
effect, though? Is we were like, it's we working, were, but
it's like, it's not working. And I was like, they must be old. That entire room, my hands, my cock,
lavender.
My whole smelled like lavender. It was lavender,
bitch. Lavender.
Not
get that
real,
sandalwood.
I was real calm after.
Wood.
I'll tell you that right, much.
Real calm. I got sleepy. But that's it.
No, I was not tired.
Yeah, I felt really calm.
Okay, so yes. You've tried poppers. Poppers yes, are essential for when you do decide it's time.
Yeah.
Take something in the booty.
I think for sure. For me, I don't
just
know.
Put lube on it? Is it more like whose responsibility
poppers
is it to make it slick?
Relaxes your muscles, and then it so then you're not as tense down there.
Okay. As a power and bottom, and it's your responsibility to make sure that you're lubed up and the cock is lubed up. Like a, just a bottom will just be like stick it in, make sure everything's lubed, and you can't leave that up to a
so
top.
I'm already
tops
prepping,
are lazy,
right? Okay, so I've done research, and also because I'm gonna be like the best wife ever, do I need to get the thing to like drain out my booty before?
The douche.
I'll let you know. Somebody in this room does not live in New York City and did bring their douche.
Stop it!
No, but isn't that? I can just do it in the shower.
Ours is in our shower,
little,
which is why we don't let company in our private bathroom.
Make sure. Make sure
the dildo right.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk in.
The oh water, my God. Sure the can I move? Clear. Are you guys? Do you need a subletter?
We do have a third room.
Okay.
Make sure the water's clear.
Water's clear.
Water's clear.
And right. Then also, I take these like fiber supplements called Pure for Men, but I think they're
send
also.
You can swipe up code
20%. I'll take it.
And they like, honestly, I take three
keep
every
it
morning.
Clear.
It's got psyllium husk in it, which I think is like.
Ooh, because that actually binds in your digestive system. Yes. It binds, and then like.
You know what? I have one. Clean poop a day.
That's
and when
beautiful.
I say clean, I mean like there's no, it's not complicated.
They're uncomplicated.
It's
poop.
Not complicated.
I
and I don't
it.
Feel like I need to.
And you don't feel
day.
Bloated.
Like, I feel
or
ready.
It,
their slogan is stay ready, and I feel like I stay ready.
Babe, can you look up it on Amazon? You know,
baby, stay ready and be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
I've like suffered from constipation half my life.
Oh no.
I like to think it's because I'm just so cute. So therefore, I don't, my body doesn't like to poop.
Yeah. God knew you'd be too powerful.
Right?
If you also
yeah.
Do you think if you were on.
I think it's because it's waiting for my husband.
Yeah. You're.
He's going to unplug. He's going to be the Drano.
This is
not the Drano. If you were in Cartagena, season 10, Roni, would you have been on the Tinsley Bethany side that were constipated the entire trip, or Luann shit the bed, Ramona shit the elevator?
Constipated.
Side.
I'm always constipated. I go on trips and I like have to like take my like little yogi poopy tea and I have to do whatever. I'm always always constipated.
Travel does that to me too.
I'm always But also you guys, I'm full of bullshit.
Yeah. So you got
one thing about that old Roni cast is those women would shit everywhere.
Oh
my it was like a running thing.
And good for them.
Honestly,
I love
good
a good
for them.
Poop joke.
I will never forget that moment where they're leaving and Sonia goes, thank God for that cleaning stat. Luann shit the bed.
Yeah, right?
Here's the thing.
The fact that.
Crappy leg. She was like, Luann shit the whole bed.
The fact, too, that I love the stuff that they would get mad at each other for and the stuff that, like, I would be mortified at. Like, you know, if, like, Aaron was like, well, Brynn shit the bed again,
on
I'd be like, I would fucking
you
show up at her house.
You guys would never.
Scream mask. Yeah, I've never talked to her again. But, like, the fact that they were just like, well, she shit the bed again, and they like I love them. I found out that at BravoCon I'm gonna be on a panel with Sonia
She's like one of my
favorite. I'm literally going to shit the bed.
Would
like,
you?
Like, she's a but it's fucking Sonia. I remember it's Sonia. Like the first one, first or second episode on Twitter or something. They were like, oh my God, Brynn, she's like baby Sonia, which I'm not like Sonia in the sense of like, I'm a little bit different. I'm like half Carol because I'm like very
nerdy. Because you also love like the vintage stuff. Yeah. You live in the West Village.
Yeah, I'm in the West Village. So I'm like half Carol. If Sonia and Carol had a baby, that would be me.
Yeah.
With all the like entitlement of Luann. But like,
yes, but Jessel got a little bit of the Luann in her
Jessel
too.
Jessel has Luann.
Jessel has a lot of Ramona too, where not the problematic stuff, like more of like the doesn't really know what's going on, doesn't care.
Doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Kind of says stuff where, like,
how camp she's being.
There's so much other things too. She'll be like, oh, well, I don't know. And you've noticed this when you hang out with her, cause, you know, we just in the day to day. You say stuff and it's just like, Jessel, did she just, even today I was like, oh my God, did she just say that? Like, you say it, yes. But it's not like cringy or uncomfortable.
No.
It's just like out of her mind, hilarious space cadet shit.
It's honestly, when we were in her apartment twice this week, and just being there with her and Pavitt, they are truly so fucking funny together.
Let's talk about that. You've been there, so you experience.
I saw the apartment's gorge.
The apartment is gorge, but also their dynamic. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
No, they're so
funny. I think that's what made people fall in love with her, actually, was that as soon as they started seeing her,
the preschool scene?
So
she's like,
funny.
She's like, okay, but Pavitt, it's only like 2000
and a field
but
trip.
She's like, why are they getting? But that's them. He's like, they can't even speak English. Why do we? But they have compasses in like Hong Kong and London.
It's so funny.
And like they're gonna get like an iPad and.
He's also very unfazed by everything. Like we were in there causing true havoc. There was like 18 boxes of clothes. They're steaming their hair and makeup, and he walked in. And he's like, what's going on? We tell him, and he's like.
Okay. Yeah, he goes. Away. He's like, cool, yeah, whatever. Like zero fucks. And honestly, in all my relationships to date, the most successful ones have been like Jessel and Pavitt, in the sense that we literally poke fun at each other. We're constantly. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, I'm like, you're a dumbass. We always poke fun at each other nonstop. And that's like their relationship, and they don't take each other seriously, and they're best friends, and they're just like two best friends.
He also like loved also anytime that we'd be talking about something, he'd walk in and be like, wait a minute, now what's going on?
Pavitt calls himself the seventh housewife.
No, he totally was in on
and
the
he
full
is.
Tea.
He's in on the thing.
We love
he's
a messy husband
tea.
That wants to get involved.
But he's
messy. The thing is, he didn't even like have questions about it. He would just sit down and listen and be like,
he's like, yeah. And he walks away. But I love them. And it's like, I hope that everyone gets to see they have the strongest, best relationship. And I know when I get married, my relationship's going to be more like that. I'm going to be like, you're a dumbass. Like, they're funny together. They're funny about the kids. They both let them, like, I'm an Aquarius. I'm a very independent person. That's why I'm still single.
Wait, what's your big three?
Big three? I go Aquarius, Aries.
I'm Sag. I knew there was a little bit
double.
Of fire.
And if you Google it, people think,
I think
so
anyone
cool.
with a double sign is so fucking fascinating.
And, like, people think I'm so blah, blah, blah. No. Just literally Google Aquarius. Leo. I'm just that. There's more of me out there. Yeah. Where I'm not an anomaly. Like, I'm so.
I'm an Aquarius rising.
Yes, bitch.
That's where I get my, like.
That's
how
I get that.
I'm a Gemini, Aquarius, Capricorn.
Yeah, I'm very independent. Like, I want a man. I don't need a man. I want a big dick. I don't need a big dick. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
But, like, I just want the things that I want. But in relationships.
But also the Aries, and you read so much. My boyfriend's an Aries, Gemini, Libra. It's like the
Gemini
whole.
Gemini and Libra. That's tough.
Someone wants. But
maybe it's tough, though.
Listen, this is what you have to look out
Libra,
for.
Libra obviously is like balance. Aquarius and Libra. All my friends are Libra. I have to remember. Oh my God, is it October 10th? My best friend's birthday is October 10th.
It's the 9th.
Tomorrow.
Okay, thank God. I have so many alerts.
Yeah.
No,
by the time this
friends,
comes out, it'll be your friend's birthday.
To come out tomorrow,
this
so
October is my birthday. October. They bleed me dry. I'm going to birthdays. I'm doing whatever. All my friends are either in January.
I know. I saw your calendar. It's
like other Aquarius
birthday.
It's all birthdays. Like. All my friends. So Aquarius and Libra were excellent together. Aquarius and Aries make the best business partners.
Well, I'm an Aquarius rising.
Oh,
he's
Aquarius
an Aries.
And Gemini. All my other friends are also Gemini. Yeah. Gemini, Aquarius, and Libra. We all make.
You know, they say
because
that
they get
you,
us because you're not. We're meant to be best friends. Basically, or lovers.
Or, ooh. I'll take both.
I'm a Sag rising.
That's hot. You like
so
to travel?
Yes. And so many of my best friends are Gemini. I feel like I just get along with Gemini.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo moon, which gives me a little bit of OCD.
He's a little unhinged.
Go start a business.
I'm a little bit like. And then
that's why you have 13 jobs and you're crushing it. You're doing whatever. That's why he's the producer.
Taurus rising. Taurus rising. Shit. So I'm kind of.
That's why I'm a little attracted to you. Oh,
tell me more.
It's not the arms.
The exes that ruined, like that ruined my life in the best way possible, like Christian Grey types. They were Taurus. I love them so much, and you guys love beautiful things. All I need to do to impress you, invite you to my house. You'll love my house. You'll love me because I smell good. Mm-hmm. You like me because you guys like pretty little things. And then you'll come to my house and you'll fall in love because you want to be home and cozy. You'll love that I love art. You love that my home is cozy. All you have to do is take a tourist to your house and clean up beforehand. Make the bed.
All you need.
These bitches, you will drop your pants.
How to trap
fast.
A tourist by Brittany.
How to trap a tourist. Oh, I can. I trap.
That's the title of your memoir. How to trap a tourist.
How to trap a tourist. I could.
By Brynn
Whitfield. Okay, I've been dying to ask you a question though before we run out of
anything,
time.
Anything. 34
Hypothetical. 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 Bravo is sending you on an ultimate girls trip. They're letting you decide the location and they're letting you decide who you're going with.
Give it to me, daddy.
Unlimited budget. Where are you going?
Okay, we're taking the PJ. We're either going to go skiing in Switzerland or like French Alps. Keep it cold, snow bunny shit. Okay. Or we'll go to St. Bart's because that's my jam, my vibe. I've gone every year for 10 years. Like, I know a place like the best. I'm the fucking mayor of St. Bart's or like about to be. Who would I take? I got to take some.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we have you, Sonia.
I love Dorit.
Let's go with.
Mother.
And give me Jessel too. So
this is Dorit high vibe. Yes. Jessel and Dorit together.
Dorit, Sonia. Who else would I take from? Oh wait. Am I allowed to take old ones?
Anyone.
Take anyone.
My favorite. From Atlanta. Sorry, I had a glass of wine. Oh, but Whoop Baby, the one that's.
Kim Solsia.
No, not Kim. No. That's my favorite.
Sheree. Portia.
No. The other one, though, she's like...
Portia.
Portia.
You and Portia. I love feel like Portia. You guys would be like this.
I love Portia.
Portia's an Aquarius, too?
No.
I don't know.
Okay. Portia's top three housewives. Right? I'm obsessed with her.
Maybe some from... Who from Miami, though? Ooh. Those Miami girls also, New York, Miami, we all, like, I watched the Miami show. We do, like, Miami can fuck with New York.
No,
as is, like, the real life New York and Miami. We bounce in between. We can go down there.
Who from Miami?
Miami and Salt Lake kind of give me, like, the Roni.
Yeah. I think you have to take, like, Adriana, or, like, if you want mess, take Larsa Pippen.
Larsa. I met Scotty 2 weeks ago at Casa. And I'm talking to
you. No, stop it.
No, at Casa, and he was so lovely, so amazing. And then I was talking to, like, I'm sitting in between, like, he's across, he said, nice to meet you. And again, I grew up, like, loving the Bulls and things, so I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I want to call my brother or something. But anyhow, but I'm talking to one of his friends or something, and I'm like, yeah, he's like, what do you do? I'm like, well, I'm a marketing consultant, but this, you know, other job's taken over. And he's like, you know, that's what his ex does or whatever. Yeah. So I think Lars and I would get along famously.
Yep.
So Lars would be on it. I need someone messy.
Okay, I think from Salt Lake, I think Lisa Barlow would go
with Lisa Barlow. Oh, you know what? I like the blonde that was on London. Now she's on Dubai.
Caroline Sandberg.
Caroline Sandberg.
Because I'm a little English brat sometimes too. I mean, I've banged enough English.
You spent time in London.
I also think
I've been deep inciting.
You've been deep.
England's been deep inciting.
The newbie but not on
in
Salt
the butt.
Lake.
The new, not in the butt, not yet.
The newbie on Salt Lake, Monica Garcia. I think that she would be really
messy. Queen.
I feel like you guys would be besties.
Kudos to us for restarting, and it's nervous, whatever. Mm-hmm. That bitch rocked.
She came in.
And you know
hard.
About her? Because I've seen it all.
She
over
came
the
in
Bravo
like a
blocks.
Wrecking ball.
She came in like just fucking.
It's so funny. Late, Whitney's like trying to like gently tell Angie K that about the rumors, and then the camera turns to Monica, and she's like, "So basically, there's rumors that he's fucking men all around the city."
She's just here's the thing: you either have to come in and earn it, right, or just come in and be like, just start tap dancing. She showed up to her Broadway edition and she just started belting Barbara Streisand. That's what
she also came in and told everyone that she fucked her brother-in-law for 18 months.
Zero fucks. And she's like, she brought in incest. She brought in a fucking government agency.
I literally call it Monica's gag race every episode.
Bye, bye, bye.
It's her husband's sister's husband.
Yes. Yeah. If there were the Oscars, if there
was somehow more incestual.
If there were the Oscars for Housewives, it's like the best, so you know, newest
best supporting actress,
best newest one or whatever. She's the MVP out of all of any from the past 5 years. Thank God.
She's
like,
fully taking
that's
it.
Reed how
is
you
obsessed
do it,
with
baby.
Her.
I'm obsessed with her. I want to interview her next. Like,
get
I think
her.
She would
Let's
be so
please call us.
Good.
We
yes,
love
Monica, you got the Brynn seal of approval.
I'll DM her. I'll DM her after this.
Yes, do it.
I'll add her and DM her.
Because we like also like she's like our little word of mouth.
You know, I love
word of mouth.
Get her on here.
Okay, how do you feel overall after the season? What does next season look like for you guys?
Okay, so I can answer the second one first. Next season, look, you don't count your eggs before they hatch.
Period.
Whatever the whatever. So and
before they drop.
Yeah, and it's I think it's public knowledge. Like, no, I've heard whispers. I've got
the streets are talking.
The streets are talking, and hopefully everything's gone well. So God willing, we will have it.
I think that there's not a doubt that. I know how much Andy has like been pushing this and he loves it. Yeah. And I feel like you guys are getting big numbers on Peacock after like everyone's watching, everyone's talking about it. I think that everyone in the cast is likely to come back, I would think. Yeah. I mean, you for sure. Like we need to get to know you guys more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like we started the tease and
this
we want
like the first week at college. Like you get to know and you're figuring everybody out and we're everyone's sussing everyone out. And so now you get to see. But it's also though, you do get to know us. Like what you see is sometimes people are like, oh, but it's only season one. And I'm like, no. And I'm not
y'all
saying,
have shared enough for like five
I'm
seasons.
I'm not saying like what you see is what you get. But honestly, like you do know us.
Yeah.
And that's us. So either you like us or you don't. But like, I don't know. I'm going to be a little sus if there's a season two and people come back and they're like totally different. I'm going to be like,
call it out.
Now you read all the accounts and now you're trying. So I just think if you liked the person you liked, that's actually who they are. Mm-hmm. And if they try something different, it's going to be because they read all the accounts on the Reddits and they're like, I need to be someone different because I got hated.
Which sounds exhausting.
Well, so here's exhausting. The thing.
So who do you think is going to change the most?
Here's the thing. I will tell you one thing. I got a DM from someone I went to school with in eighth grade and they were like, Brynn, I'm glad to see you haven't changed. I have
that's
not changed.
So sweet.
I literally flirted with Mr. Hammond. Shout out Mr. Hammond, Corpus Christi School, eighth grade. I fucking flirted with him. I'm the same person. I've had all my friends, everyone I've worked with, even in corporate America, they're like, no, we kind of knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm the exact, my brother.
But I told everyone this the second I met you. Like, you are you. I was like, what you guys get the second I met
Brynn. I didn't know that you guys
had
this account.
No,
you were just
literally no
randomly.
Idea.
I didn't even know that you were working there. We start talking.
I sat on a full-blown couch next to her. We talked for like an hour.
Yeah, and I'm just fucking chilling. And I have a baseball cap on. I don't know. And I'm not like, I don't think I have to, I'm not like full of myself. I'm like, oh, you know who I am. No, but so you know, like, I'm not going to change. I've been the same person 10 years ago. I didn't put any airs on for the camera. I didn't do any of that stuff because everyone told me the best advice I got was do not try to be anyone but yourself. Be your best self or your worst self, whatever it is that day. You just be you. Say the shit. Don't think. Shut your brain off because these fans, and not even just Bravo, reality TV, how I am with The Bachelor. We all see
they're
through
smart.
Shit.
Yeah.
So just be yourself. And that's the only way you're going to win or not win. Fuck win. Survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So I was just like, and sometimes I watch it and I'm like, Brynn, really another dick joke? But I got a ton. But that's me.
But you
like,
got so many.
That's who you
but
are.
That's me. I do it with my family embarrassing life. Like, it's just me. So I think that if there is a season two, God willing, like, we'll just see how it all goes or people now try to change their tune and be a different person. It's like, okay, like what you saw, if you like it, hopefully you're going to like more and there will be more. What was the first question though about the...
What is...
You're like, if there's a season two, but
if
then
there's
season
where we go two, from here,
yeah,
like,
where do we go
how
from
are you
here?
Feeling about
oh, reunion.
Thing? Yeah, reunion.
Yeah.
Like, what is...
I
mean, I got all the tea from you guys, but what you
can you know the real
two.
Tea. Yeah, no, but the tea also was like, sort of Left Couch represent. We're cool with each other. I'm cool with Jenna because I want to make out with her.
Are and you
like,
closest to Left Couch
I would
girls?
Love that.
Left Couch and Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, and Aaron and I have this back and forth. I think I know Aaron loves me and I love her. I think sometimes Aaron is trying to be cool. She's trying to be cool on podcasts. She's trying to do cool shit. You know, it's the irony that she calls me a social climber is like the fact that like I've never tried a day in my life, honey. Like I may as well be socially, I'm a starfish. I lay on my fucking back and let them, they stand in line to fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to do shit. And the fact that like.
Spoken like a true power bottom.
Like, you know, power bottom, you know what I'm saying? But like, so that's, I'll just leave that. I don't need to address that because whatever. But I just feel like it's, me, Uben, Jessel, super, super close. I adore Jenna. I want to be on better terms with Sai because Sai is literally like one of the coolest. Like when she's cool and not complaining
hungry.
About food or or being or when she's not hangry or hungry or interrogating people about shit she doesn't need to interrogate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coolest bitch you will ever meet. That bitch is like, you want to roll up with her to the fashion thing or the bodega. You want in the back alley.
Yeah.
That bitch can roll and that's how she's a cool ass bitch. But sometimes I don't
maybe
like
maybe she's
stuff
one
who'll
look
see.
At herself and see her on TV and think like maybe I should
you know,
like lay off and be
permission to change because I know her. She's a good goddamn mom. Yeah. She's an amazing fucking wife. And like, she's a cool bitch. And I think sometimes she gets very irritated with people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think someone, I think too, I have friends like this where you keep them separate. Sometimes I think like, we have to be on a show together, but in real life, would like Jessel and Cy be friends? No, they're my friends. I'm an Aquarius. I'm friends with everybody I love everybody. But like, they're the type of people, if I'm up at my birthday party, I would either sit them at opposite ends or it's a different friend group.
Yeah.
They're different New York mentalities.
That's what makes TV though, right?
She's camp and she's just like, what's up, bitch? Let's go. Like, let's like fashion fight club.
She wants
like
real,
like,
she wants
she's
real 100% and Jessel's living side. In Jessel's
yeah,
home.
She's like, be
amazing.
Fucking real. And Jessel's like, I don't know what you mean.
Just like, but this is real to me. This is my world.
And I can roll with Cy and I can roll with Jessel because I have all those different facets in my personality, as does Uba, I think, too. But yeah, and then Aaron and I adore Aaron, and we are now even going through a rough patch again, as we do. But with Aaron, I will say it's more like the family shit, like how I feel about my real sister. Yeah. It's like,
you're not going to leave him.
No, and I fucking hate that bitch, and then I love her.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I will always love her. That's the thing. But she pisses me off more like anyone else because she doesn't listen, and then she da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like... Like, right. Look me, it's my shit. Like, look at me, you know, but she just like runs around and does shit and puts two and two together and then says really fucked up shit. Like Jessel's a liar. I don't know. Jessel's that and Bryn's a social guy. Like she runs her mouth a little too much, but
I feel like it caught up to her in Anguilla too when she was like, oh shit, I've maybe spoken that turn too many times.
Also again, the Oscar editing that involves with like the fact that she plays telephone and that shit got disconnected by AT&T, okay? and the fact that then the irony, the symbolism of that she actually took Uba's phone as a joke. Like, if I hadn't been so hammered in the hot tub, which by the way, I was drinking all day, I was so hammered.
And a hot tub makes you more drunk.
Yeah, yeah. But literally, I would have connected the dots of being like, the literal and figurative symbolism of this, that you stole the phone and yet you just got caught playing
a game of telephone.
It's so much. But I hope we have season two.
You will.
And hopefully... And I think that I'm glad everyone got to know us. I think everyone's going to really enjoy the reunion. The thing that I love about our reunion is having watched reunions and then experiencing my own. And I was sober, so I remember it, which was, this is what I hope that similar to what the energy of the reboot, they did the reunion different.
Okay.
They did. Fun. They did. We didn't come in there to destroy each other.
Yeah.
We came in there of like, we got to figure some fucking shit out. Look, I love you, bitch. We got to figure this out. You're gonna get the screaming, the shit you like, but it's not like we're not annoying.
I think Andy's also sick of that too. There's
yes,
Andy's like,
please
stop.
Everybody's sick of it.
Well,
but New Yorkers, we're not new. We are not annoying. Yeah. We might yell. We might be loud. We might be. We're not fucking annoying.
Honestly, so, the more I yell at you and cuss at you as a New Yorker, the more I love you.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, fuck you. Stop talking to me. I love you.
So it felt very different. We laughed a lot. We cried a lot. I found out stuff, and I'm very good friends now with everyone. I would truly call them like my family. And like, I found stuff out about all of them in the reunion. So you will learn more, you discover more. It felt different. Like, it goes there and it gives you that thing of like, yes, bitch, I like that shit. Like, because I love that fucking drama. But it's not like, oh my god, like I walk away, I shut it off, and I'm like, oh my god, you guys are kind of annoying. Yeah, but yeah, I just watch you because I had to kill the hour. Yeah. Like, our reunion, it felt good. And also, I just ran away laughing and crying and like, and like, I had fun.
You were like, I had fun
and I giggled. I was expecting it to be like really, really, really like dark and deep and whatever. We went there, but I don't know. I just like giggled and had fun. I winked at Andy a lot and like, I just kind of wanted to sit on his lap.
Oh my God, I know.
Maybe I do. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Oh my God.
I know. We could talk for like 8 hours more, but Bryn, thank you so much for doing this. It was so fun.
We love you.
Fun.
Should we chug our wine?
You guys should chug your wine.
Yeah.
Also,
Also,
stay tuned to our Instagram. We have a lot of fashion shit coming
up.
Bryn has been doing some fun shit.
Buy ads because...
Buy ads. Support this podcast.
Support this podcast.
Yeah, it's Whispering Angel, honestly.
Yeah, but thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. This was literally incredible.
I feel like we did all of it. Anal bleaching, grinder,
ultimate girls trip, grinder.
We did it to
bring it off full circle.
We did it, Joe.
Thanks for listening, you guys, and thank you, Bryn Whitfield, for joining us today. You have an open invitation to come back anytime.
It's always open, baby. We're always open for business.
Girl.
You guys can't see this, but your legs are wide open. Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.